Well, start off with the drafts that start. I'm trying not to pay that any attention. I'm just trying to come out here and work hard and do the things that I need to do to make myself successful for that position. So I'm not trying to think about what position I am right now, because I mean you got a lot of great athletes out here, and I could fall and they could rise. I mean, so I'm just trying to do things that I need to do to make myself good for that slot or whatever. Receiver. Yeah, I played defensive end. I played everywhere. I have 8 men on the field. You really didn't even have a position. So I mean, I played linebacker. I was in different spots on different formations.
Was it a tough transition?
No, not at all. Yeah, I keep in contact with him. I talk to him like 2 days out of the week. I mean, I just wanted to take some more time and work on my strength and do things like that. So I'm at my pro day. I will be fully ready and hopefully do the best I can. March 13th.
Is there any thought of holding back until your pro day?
No, I mean, I'm gonna do everything besides that. I mean, I came here to work. I mean, so. That's what I'm going to do.
What goes into being a great pass rusher?
Knowing the game and knowing your opponents. I mean, you got a lot of guys that can run fast and do things like that, but you got to know your opponent. I mean, you just got to know what's their strong and what their weakness and what their strength is. I mean, so the main thing is just knowing and being able to react to it. Well, not as much as I did at college, because you really didn't have that opportunity at the military school. So, yeah, I know. No, sir.
Gaines, a lot of interest in you in the Detroit area. When you talk about you feel comfortable in the Tampa 2 defense and playing the defenseman, are you familiar with that defense at all?
Well, I'm not familiar with that defense right up hand, but I'll be glad to get to know that defense. And learn to put all. I will put my all into that defense. Coming from Clemson, I really didn't. I just played a 4-man. I mean, I just put my hand down and go get the quarterback. So, I mean, that's all I had to do. In Clemson, but I would definitely love to get to know that defense.
What type of things you can pick up by staying for the next few years college?
Just being a team leader. I mean, it's just something that changes you from a junior to your senior season that I can't explain. I mean, but the main thing is just becoming a more team leader and trying to lead younger guys to be successful.
Did you get your degree, too?
Yes, sir. I got sports management.
How was that?
Oh, it was great. I mean, that's why I stayed my senior season. I mean, because I'm the type of player that when I start something, I want to finish it. I mean, and that was one of my key things coming into college, was to graduate, and I was happy to do that.
What do you think separates you from the other defensive
end? Well, we all got different things. I mean, I'm a speed guy. I mean, you got some other guys that's strong and do things like that. But what separates me is that I'm a speed guy, and I have different moves, and then I don't have one single move, so I can keep the tackles and things like that guessing.
How many of those moves did you gain from staying an extra
year? I couldn't hear you.
How many of those moves did you gain from staying an extra year?
Well, it wasn't how many I gained, it was just how I perfected those moves. I mean, I had those moves coming into college, having that extra year at Fork Union, but I just perfected those moves and got better at those moves. 11-man football. I'm 8-man football. You got to cover too much ground. I definitely, yeah. But I got that feeling that way for it, so it kind of took me back to the 8-man football. So.
Did the 8-man help you prepare for college or pros in any different way?
Well, not really. I mean, football is football. I mean, 8-man or 11-man, you still gonna hit. You still gonna score touchdowns and things like that. Oh, it was tough. I mean, I didn't have any schools coming out of Cambridge, so I mean, I had to work my way into a scholarship. I mean, luckily enough, I did that at Fork Union.
You didn't have any offers?
Well, I had a lot of letters, but no full scholarships or anything like that.
You got
Yeah, I had a growth spurt probably my senior season of high school. I probably was probably like 6'1". I grew probably like 3.5 inches that during the summer of my senior year. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was like playing receiver. I was probably like 215. I went to on Fork Union probably being like 225, something like that. And went to Clemson. I was 250, and now I'm 258. So it's been an increase each year. Yes, sir. It really did.
Is it 22 sacks? What's the most you had to
do? I can't even remember. I mean, I was just trying to, like they say, tee it up and let it fly. But I was just trying to get after the quarterback. I mean, it was just, it seemed like it was something that I had to prove coming from 8-man football, playing receiver. Really, no one respected me. So, I mean, I had to do it. And one of my goals was playing college football. So,
was it things that changed?
Oh, yeah.
No offers that you got, was that because you proved so much from your senior year to the rest of the year, or was it because you just weren't seen?
Well, coming from 8-man football, I mean, you really don't know that people don't look at it that much. So I wasn't known. So Coach Tannehill helped me get into Fork Union, and that's the way I progressed and got those sacks, and here I am now. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He knew I was going to play defense. They was recruiting me to play defensive end and tight end. What other school? It was NC State, all the local schools like NC State, Maryland, North Carolina, Virginia Tech. I didn't have any big schools like Florida State or Miami, nothing like that. So I didn't get that pleasure to read those letters. So, but
did you have any smaller colleges that were offering you out of high school?
No, I didn't have any. I didn't have like no 1AA schools or nothing like that.
You said you weighed 258.
Mm-hmm.
How much more weight can you put on? Do you think you still maintain your
speed? I think I can put on like 10 more pounds and still be successful and hold my speed and do things like that.
Anybody's game that you admire?
Oh, Julius Peppers. I mean, he's a phenomenal player. I mean, he can do it all.
What about any thoughts about moving to potentially outside linebacker?
Oh, yeah, I would love to. I mean, I've been working on those things at Fisher Sports, and I'm working on linebacker drills and doing things like that. I mean, so 4-3-3-4, I'm ready for it all.
Sorry, what do you like at dropping? Have you done any dropping?
Well, I did a little dropping at Clemson. Not a whole lot, but I mean, I'm familiar with it, and if I have to do it, I'm able to do it.
James, you were talking about Julius. I mean, at one point, there was some talk you might end up in North Carolina. Was that part of the reason you were interested in going there?
Yeah. I mean, the first time I went on my visit there, seeing him in the locker room, and he was all through high school. He was my favorite player. I mean, so when I got the chance to see that, I was like, I'm sold. I mean, so I wanted to go there, but unfortunately they dropped me on signing day, and the only school that I had left was Clemson, so I had to go there.
What have you been looking at?
Do you have a training for this? Well, I mean, just linebacker drills, defensive end drills. I mean, just in my strength and just working on my foot and drills and things like that. Well, yeah, names, but that's all. I mean, I'm the type of player, I just try to focus on myself and try to be the best athlete that I can be. I mean, I know there's a lot of great athletes out here coming into this draft, so that's why I'm here to work. And yeah. Oh, most definitely. I mean, that's any defensive player goal. I mean, just to be that number one defensive player. I mean, so that's why I've put a lot of time into working out and doing things like that, so I can hopefully be in that position.
Where have you been working out at?
Phoenix, Arizona.
When you see all the defensive
players
get franchise tag, you get an idea of how
important it is. Oh, it gives me goosebumps. It gives me goosebumps, but yeah, all those guys, Dwight Freeney, all those guys, I mean, they great, great pass rushers. I mean, hopefully I can be in their shoes one day.
You're at the Senior Bowl, right?
No, sir.
What sort of feedback even here have you got from scouts?
Well, I haven't had any meetings with any scouts yet.
Your agent?
Fletcher Smith.
Are there times you're just amazed? I mean, you talk about nobody really wanted you coming out of high school, and here you are standing talking about one of the first kids taken in the draft.
Like I said, it's like a dream come true coming from a small town in a small school playing eight-man football. It's just a dream come true, and just goes to show you like how much hard work pays off. It's not that big, but I mean it's growing. But I don't know the population amount, but it's a fairly decent sized town.
Is it near? What is some of
the cities? You familiar with Greenville, South Carolina? It's probably about 45 minutes from Greenville. Tell you the truth, I don't even know. I mean, I go into the game with a mind frame that the tackle, I don't remember guy's name. I mean, that's something that I have to start doing. But right now, I mean, I don't remember guys' names. I just really remember faces. So I just go out and do the things that I need to do to be successful. It wasn't close. I mean, like I said, everybody else tried to make it seem like it was close, but in my mind, I knew that what I wanted and what were my goals coming into college. So, it wasn't even a big idea to me.
Did you go to Clemson? A couple more guys is close to Greenville.
No, that's the only school that I had. I mean, like I said, I had narrowed it down to UNC and Clemson. I know I knew I wanted to be closer to home. But I didn't know that I was gonna be probably 30 minutes from home. But like I said, UNC dropped me on signing day, and that was the only school that I had, so I had to take Clemson.
Two rookies last year had double-digit sacks. Did you get a chance to watch Mark Anderson or Cameron Lindley or those guys have such an impact?
No, I just watched a glimpse of it, like just highlights and things like that. But now that I have more time and things like that, hopefully I will be able to watch those guys. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I mean, at the position that I am, I mean, it's just great athletes, and I'm glad that I have a lot of film to go back and watch those guys, and try to give me some idea of what I need to do.
In a Fort Union product, how great would it be if the Redskins picked you at 6?
Oh, it'll be great. Just to get back in that town and to go back to the place where I made my name, it would be just great. I mean, really don't have time to do all that, but I would love to go back and to show my face and give much support that I can.
Anything else, guys? Thanks a lot.
Thank you.